time we live in, and revival has not come, and we wonder just what tomorrow holds. Will our children know the freedom that you and I have known, or will sin in our country take its toll?
It's not because God's left us, it's because we refuse to heed the mighty counsel of His word. For His hand sustains the universe, and forever He will reign. He's God, He has not changed. There is victory in His word, our praise He does deserve. There is glory in the power of His might. And in the midst of the battle, when it seems all hope is gone, He's God, He has not changed.
And glory to God, aren't you glad He's God and He has not changed? His name is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore here on the Skies Radio Network. And we want to say welcome one to and welcome to all who have joined us tonight here on another Friday evening for the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. First, welcoming our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. You'll be able to press the number one, join the conversation, be able to ask your questions, give your comments, and at the end of the program, even be able to answer our question of the day. Amen. However, right now, we want to open with a word of prayer, get this show started off on the right foot. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, with the 56 countries and all the listeners that we have. We know that your word says, where two or three are gathered, you're in the midst. And Lord Jesus, we ask you now to take the wheel of this here program and have your way and your will, Lord Jesus. We first ask, Lord Jesus, that you would first touch that soul who is nearest hell. Help them to reel up the white flag, surrender, saying, I yield, knowing that your word says, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, Lord, let this day be their day. Let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy. And then, Lord Jesus, for the team of the 6 Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing and do pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you, whether it be mental, spiritual, physical, or financial. And then, Lord Jesus, for your children, we ask the same blessings so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether it be mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for those out there dealing with the COVID-19, Lord Jesus, first of all, those who've lost somebody due to COVID-19, Lord Jesus, for the family and friends, we ask a special blessing, Lord Jesus, you could comfort them as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for those who are actually dealing with COVID-19 right now, Lord Jesus, that you'd be able to heal them as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, with situations like the George Floyd incident, Lord Jesus, and many other kinds of situations, just like, Lord Jesus, you got mail. We need to learn to love one another as we love ourselves, and love our neighbor as ourselves, Lord Jesus. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right, so now what we're going to do is we got a few preliminary announcements we're going to take care of, and then we'll just see who's all with us that might want to say hi just before the broadcast tonight. So let's take care of these few preliminary announcements as we get ready to get into the broadcast tonight. Amen.
This is Lynn Townsend. You're listening to the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
If you'd like to get in contact with us here at the 6 Eyes Radio Network, there are 3 email addresses you may use to get in contact with us. First of all, if you wish to get in contact with me, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, about any kind of Bible questions that you may have, or regarding the programming here, or complaints about programming, you may contact me at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, @gmail.com. In your subject line, you just put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get in contact with me about. Secondly, if you wish to get in contact with Ruth about her Bible prophecy, you would contact her by kjv1611ruth@gmail.com. That's K as King, J as Jackson, V as Victory, 1611. R is Randy, U is Umbrella, T is Tom, H is Henry, @gmail.com. Again, KJV1611Ruth@gmail.com. In your subject line, put Bible prophecy. And thirdly, last but not least, if you wish to get a hold of Brother 6 Eyes about any of his 6 Eyes Music Studio Productions work, where you can get recordings made, whether album, commercial, etc., or if you wish to get donation information for the station here at the 6 Eyes Radio Network, you contact him at 6eyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. In your subject line for him, put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get a hold of him about. And in all 3 cases, in your body of your message, refer it to your subject line, and we will not only read your message, but we will get back in contact with you. Amen.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Ruth. I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm So now all I want to do is sleep and have no appetite. I feel like it's just better to sleep right now.
Sweetheart, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, Ruthie, I wish you really knew what you could say or do, but I'm just disappointed. All I want to do is sleep, and it seems like anybody I talk to doesn't understand it.
I wish I did know what to do, sweetheart.
Well, sometimes friends don't know what to do. It's better to get the professionals to give you the help when you need it. And call the National Mental Health Line at 738255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network. Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one. Join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sunday for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated with Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Tuesday, Evangelist Timothy Gruber takes the mics on the Word of the King on Six Eyes Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. On Thursday, it's the Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Friday, it's College on the Air. It's the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. It's where you get Bible College on the Air with no homework, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. And last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays.
Is U-Haul open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Trucking the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved. So come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right.
Let's do it.
That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All right.
Would you like to keep shows like this one on the air? Let me tell you how you can go about doing that. There are two methods. One, for those who use the PayPal platform, go to paypal.com, that's paypal.com, and in the box where it asks for the email address, you enter 6i6 at gmail.com, that's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6, at gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $SIXEYES, the digit 2, the digit number 4. Again, that's $SIXEYES, the digit 2, the digit 4. And in both cases, no matter how much your love gift, you enter that in, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will greatly, richly, and most honorably bless you. Amen.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait.
Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This commercial is also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. All right, and so who do we got with us, Sister Ruth?
Well, we got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, Sister Lila, Sister Emily, M's dad, and Six with me.
All right. Well, we're going to give preference to our founder here, Brother Six Eyes. How are you doing tonight?
I am blessed, Wolfgang, and hello, First Lady Wolfgang. I'm blessed. How are you?
Doing great tonight.
Doing great. I as well. Doing great, enjoying the program. I have with me tonight for snack and enjoyment of the show, I have Snyder's Handover Pretzels and a Cranberry Ginger Ale. And hello to the rest of the crew.
All right. That sounds like a good thing to have for a good Bible study.
Yes, sir.
But hopefully you also got a good note taker with you.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
What good is a good Bible study if you don't got something to take notes?
I have an Olympus voice recorder, so that is my note taker.
All right. Because you'll need that. What good is having Bible College on the air if you don't take notes?
That's right.
All right. Now, Sister Emily.
Nearing.
Yeah. So how are you doing tonight?
Tired.
You're tired?
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that. Huh? You fall asleep during Bible study, you'll miss something.
Oh, no, I just woke up.
Well, there you go. So you should be have all the rest you need and be ready for Bible study, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
if you fall asleep, we'll 6-6 on you.
Uh-oh. Don't want Six after me. I think I better behave then.
So you better stay awake.
Oh, and I do have an answer to prayer this week.
Okay.
I got news. My mom's definitely coming home on Monday.
All right.
Praise the Lord. Let's praise God and run around the block. Yes.
All right. Finally, good to hear about that.
Also have a message for Big Brother Six.
What's that?
Mama said to let you know that she's been listening in and she loves your commercials.
Thank you.
Well, he's got two coming up yet that will be soon outcoming, one for the blind ministry and one for the singing ministry. So we're looking forward to those when they come out. They're going to be good. I know that.
Yeah, because she loves the one for his text and drive.
Right.
I think everybody likes that one, but that guy's got a lot of talent. Him and Kenny worked together well when they had time together when they should be a little bit. Yeah, they still work on the radio. It's just it'd be kind of nice if we could do a little more, I don't know, see him someday close up, you know, again. But I don't know, we'll, maybe someday if I get a vehicle.
All right, now let's go to Sister Lila. How are you doing tonight?
Just BT King, Missionary Wolfgang. How are you, Brother Sex?
All right, Lila, how you doing?
Just Peachy King, like I told Missionary Wolfgang.
All right, glad to hear that.
Well, you don't want to be too, you don't want to be too peachy, Lila, because then someone will want to eat you.
Yeah, that's true. I do gotta tell Sister Emily that I am very happy her Mama Mary gets to come home.
Thank you, Lila.
All right. Well, everybody, let me give you an outline tonight of what kind of what you can expect in tonight's program. We have been studying and we'll be finishing tonight the series that we've been doing on love, caring, friends, friendship, and hatred. Tonight we're specifically dealing with what the Bible has to say about hatred. Okay? And in the midst of that, of course, Six, he's winding down on his turn with the song and poem. This will be his five to the last. So this is the fifth to the last. He's got four more to go. So about a month more of him doing the song and poem. But this is, he's got one in a row. Last week he got the good buzzer. Does he get it again this week, the good buzzer? Or does he get the bad buzzer? Now, if he gets the bad buzzer, there may be sound effects used that may affect those with PTSD, et cetera. So just be aware of that. And then after we're done with our thing on hatred, then Ruth comes in with a very unique study, Bible prophecy. And where are you taking us tonight, Ruth?
Okay, this is a study on Petra and how it relates to Edom and Seir in the Bible. Might as well just tell you they're all the same place.
Okay, sounds like a very interesting topic, which everybody, because this is a place where the Jewish people will actually end up going to during the tribulation period. So we want to know what this place is all about. And then, of course, after that, we have our open mic time with the question of the day, which neither has a right nor wrong answer. It's based upon your own opinion. And then we close with prayer and our Red Sylvian song. So is everybody ready for a good program?
I do have one special prayer request for you guys to pray about before we start the show.
All right.
I want everybody to pray that I get my GED diploma because I'm about to start the TAB test.
Okay.
And that's all, Missionary Wolfgang.
Okay. Anything else from you, Em?
Also, just be keeping me in prayer, Ken, because I've been dealing with some issues that I'll discuss later with you.
Okay. And are you ready, Six?
Yes, I am. And Lila, you will do good on your GED test. We're proud of you. We're rooting for you. All right. Go, go, go.
All right. Thank
okay,
you,
well,
perfect. Thank you, everybody.
All right, everybody. So get out your tablet, your note taker. Six has got his vocal note taker out, Braille or whatever you use. Ruth will get out her Slayton stylus. And here we go. As we get ready to start another great show tonight in Bible study, College on the Air, here at the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang Show. Here we go.
All right, kid.
For those of you called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, you'll be able to press the number one, join the conversation, especially at the end of our broadcast. Ask your questions, give your comments, or even answer our question of the day. Tell about your worst enemy growing up. Tell about your worst enemy growing up. But right now, we're going to get into our main topic of love, caring, friendship, friends and friendship, and, of course, hatred. And that's exactly what we're talking about tonight, is hatred in the Bible. Hatred in the Bible. Amen. And our first scripture context is found in Genesis chapter 26, verse 26 to 29. Genesis chapter 26, verses 26 to 29. All right, Ruthie, take us there.
Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahaziah, one of his friends, and Pichol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, "Wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and have sent me away from you?" And they said, "We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee, and we said, let there be now an oath betwixt us, even to betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord."
Here we find a man who was sent away from his companions, and it must have been a very bad send-off, because then when these companions come back, he says, "Why are you coming to me?" Because when you sent me away, pretty much, I'm putting it in simple terms, he says, "When you sent me away, it looked like you hated me. And now you want to be buddies again?" And then they go, "Well, we see that God is with you, blah, blah, blah." Yeah, they want it while things are high and when you're blessed. As the Bible says, the rich has many friends. Oh, yeah, when you're blessed and you're doing well, they all want to buddy up to you. But when things are bad, they want to send you off like as if you're a dog. Amen. All right, our next scripture context is found in Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 to 21. Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 to 21. All right, Ruthie, take us there.
And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, "Joseph will peradventure hate us, and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him." And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father did command before he died, saying, so shall ye say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil, and now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father." And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, "Behold, we be thy servants." And Joseph said unto them, "Fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, ye sought evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones." And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them.
Okay, those of you who are students of the Bible know the story of Joseph and his brethren, how that he had some dreams of being a ruler over them, and the sheaves of wheat bowing down to his sheaf, and the moon and stars bowing down before him. And those dreams were prophetic. And finally, what happened was they sold him off into Egypt because he had a coat of many colors, and they sold him off into Egypt because they didn't want to have him around. They said, "Let's see what happens to his dreams." And now that he's the ruler of Egypt, this is after he was imprisoned falsely, and many things had happened to him, but now he's the second in command under Pharaoh in Egypt. The famine is hit. His brothers show up the first time. He makes out like they're spies. He holds one of the brethren until the younger brother, Benjamin, could be brought back. They come back because the famine is still bad. And what happens? He feeds them. and they bring back their father and everybody to Egypt because he makes himself known. Now Jacob died. The father died. And now the brothers are saying, oh, God, he's going to hate us. He's mad at us because of what we did to him. And he's going to basically, now that he's a ruler, he is going to seek revenge on us because he's over us. His dreams came to pass. Now he's going to take it out on us. And he easily, Joseph could have. He could have done that. But when he had the chance, when Joseph had the chance, after all the dirty, rotten schemes that his brothers did, when he had the chance, what did he say to his brethren? What you did, you meant evil. But God meant it for good. And that's the way it is. Amen. And our next scripture context is found in Leviticus chapter 19, verses 11 to 18. Leviticus chapter 19, verses 11 to 18. All right, Ruthie, take us there.
You shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another, and ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shalt fear thy God. I am the Lord. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and shalt not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord.
Here we find you're not supposed to hate your neighbor, but rather love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Sounds familiar? Amen. All right, our next scripture context is found in Deuteronomy chapter 19, verses 1 to 13. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verses 1 to 13. All right, Ruthie, get a good swig of coffee. Take us there.
When the Lord thy God has cut off the nations whose land the Lord thy God giveth thee, and thou succeedest them and dwell in their cities and in their houses, thou shalt separate three cities for thee in the midst of thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. Thou shalt prepare thee a way and divide the coasts of thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee to inherit, into three parts, that every slayer may flee thither. And this is the case of the slayer which shall flee thither, that he may live, whoso killeth his neighbor ignorantly, whom he hateth not in time past. And when a man goeth into the wood with his neighbor to hew wood, and his hand fetcheth a stroke with the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slippeth from the helve, and lighteth upon his neighbor that he die, he shall flee into one of those cities and live, lest the avenger of the blood pursue the slayer while his heart is hot and overtake him because the day is long and slay him, whereas he was not worthy of death inasmuch as he hated him not in time past. Wherefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt separate three cities for thee. And if the Lord thy God shall enlarge thy coast, as he hath sworn unto thy fathers, and give thee all the land which he promised to give unto thy fathers, if thou shalt keep all these commandments to do them, which I command thee this day, to love the Lord thy God and to walk ever in his ways, Then shalt thou add three cities more for thee besides these three, that innocent blood be not shed in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and so blood be upon thee. But if any man hate his neighbor, and lie in wait for him, and rise up against him, and smite him mortally that he die, and fleeth into one of these cities, then the elders of the city shall send and fetch him thence, and deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood, that he may die. Thine eyes shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with thee.
And one day I ran to that city of refuge. Though guilty I was, I found shelter in the blood he shed for me. I was condemned, but God, he showed mercy. And on Calvary, God built a city of refuge for me. Amen. And that's exactly what this is talking about. This is talking about if two men are out in the woods, and Ruth has had an experience like this, when I remind her of this, is going to, she'll understand what it's talking about. And the axe head flies off the handle, hits his neighbor by pure accident. Now, Ruth had an experience with one of my own sledgehammers doing that, the head of the sledgehammer sliding off the handle and smashing her in the foot, a 4-pound sledge. It didn't feel good. She'll testify to that. But the same thing, meaning it happened by pure accident. It wasn't like I deliberately went over and smashed my wife's foot with a sledgehammer. That would have been deliberate, but this was a pure accident that the sledgehammer was on the floor with the handle standing up, and she went to move the sledgehammer. She picked up on the handle, and the handle came right out of the sledgehammer, and the head of the hammer fell on her foot. Well, it's the same thing here. God is saying in the event that somebody, two men are out in the woods, neither of them have no animosity against each other, neither of them hate each other, they're good buddies, they're good friends, but by pure accident, the head of the axe of one of the men comes off of the handle and strikes his neighbor that he dies. That man flew off, he could run to one of these cities called a city of refuge and find a place so that the avenger of blood, that means the person who's going to go chasing after him to kill him, his life would be preserved. Now, if he had, as the scripture said, deliberately laid in wait for his neighbor and killed him on purpose, the people of the city of refuge would draw that man out and deliver him into the avenger of blood so that he would die. That was the rule of the city of refuge. Amen. All right, and our next scripture context is found in Judges chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. Judges chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. All right, Ruthie, get another good swig of coffee and take a thing.
Now Zephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of a harlot. And Gilead begat Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah, and said unto him, Thou shalt not inherit in thy father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. Then Jephthah fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there were gathered vain men to Jephthah and went out with him. It came to pass in process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And it was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah and of the land of Tob. And they said unto Jephthah, come and be our captain, that we may fight with the children of Ammon. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, do not ye hate me and expel me out of my father's house? And why are ye come into me now when ye are in distress? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, therefore we turn again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us and fight against the children of Ammon and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah and unto the elders of Gilead, if ye bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, the Lord is witness between us if we are do not accept according to your words. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them, and Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpah.
Now we find the men of Gilead, which are the half-brothers, if you will, of Jephthah. Why? Because they were born of a regular Jewish mother, but he was born of a strange woman, meaning a foreigner. And what do they say to him? Well, because you're not born of a Jewish mother, you're not of us. So they kick him out. They treat him like a dog. But in process of time, when things got bad, when the Ammonites came against them, who did they go after? Jephthah. And, oh, we'll make you our captain if you help fight the Ammonites for us. Boo-hoo. Ain't that the way of it? When things are bad, everybody wants to be your buddy. But when things are good, they want to treat you like a dog. So that's the way it is with hatred. Usually, it's the person that hates you, usually is because you got things going bad for you, and so they want nothing to do with you. But if you have things going well, all of a sudden they want to kiss your feet and run with you because they want something from you. Amen. All right, now, before our last scripture context, where Six has to guess the message in song and poem, and he is 16 for 21, and he has one good buzzer in a row. Can he make it 17 for 22 and two good buzzers in a row? Can he do it this week? Well, we're soon to find out after this scripture context, which is found in Psalms 41, verses 1 to 13. Psalms 41, verses 1 to 13. All right, Ruthie, get a good swig of coffee. Take us there.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. And I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. My enemies speak evil of me. What shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. And evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him, and now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. He find mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and lightest me up, that I may require them. But this I know, that thou favorest me, because my enemy doth not triumph over me. But as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and seest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen.
All right, and you find here that David said of his enemies that they hated him, and what did they do? They whispered and talked behind his back, more or less. And isn't that the way of those that hate you? They whisper, talk about you behind your back, and treat you like a dog. Amen. So what we find so far? Those that are doing hatred. First off, they don't like you when you're down. But they love you when you're up and things are going good. And secondly, we find, of course, as we just found, that those that hate you love to do it while they're whispering behind your back. But you could be like Joseph. And when you have a chance for revenge, which is a type of hatred, you could say, no, I'm not doing that. Amen. All right, now it is time for us to turn the mic over to Brother Six, see if he can give us the common message between this song and this poem. Amen.
It's just a good thing God above has never gone on strike because he wasn't treated fair or things he didn't like. If he had ever once sat down and said, that's it, I'm through. I've had enough of those on earth. So this is what I'll do. I'll give my orders to the sun, cut off your heat supply, and to the moon, give no more light, and run those oceans dry. Then, just to make it tough and put the pressure on, turn off the air and oxygen till every breath is gone. Do you know he'd be justified if fairness were the game? For no one has been more abused or treated with disdain than God. And yet, he carries on supplying you and me with all the favors of his grace and everything for free. Men say they want a better deal and go so on strike, they go. What a deal we've given God, to whom everything we owe. We don't care who we hurt or harm to gain the things we like, but what a mess we'd all be in if God should go on strike.
All right, Six, now that you've heard that song and that poem, can you give us the common message between the two?
All right, the common message with the song and poem is, first of all, don't disappoint God. Don't let his son have died in vain. He gave his only begotten son for us. So basically, don't turn your back on God because he doesn't turn his back on you. So stop disappointing him. And because he can't flip it on us. And everything we do for him or to him, he still forgives us and give us chance and chance over and over again. So basically, don't disappoint God.
Well, and once again, Six, you are absolutely 100% correct.
Woo-hoo! If you want to please the Father, then brag about his son. All that he's done, so brag about his son. Yeah! Woo!
Yeah, man. And that's the way we go. Amen. Hey, you got a good voice there, Six. And now we'll pause to hear about the great programming found only here at the Six Eyes Radio Network and a little station ID. Amen. Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one. Join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sunday for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated with Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Tuesday, Evangelist Timothy Gruber takes the mics on the Word of the King on Six Eyes Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. On Thursday, it's the Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Friday, it's College on the Air. It's the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. It's where you get Bible College on the Air with no homework. 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. And last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays. Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road. And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network. Hallelujah, we're back. And we want to remind those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. You'll be able to press the number one, join the conversation, especially at the end of our broadcast. Ask your questions, give your comments, or even answer our question of the day. We want you to tell about your worst enemy growing up. Tell us about your worst enemy growing up. Amen. But right now we're getting back into our main heading of love, caring, friends, friendship, and hatred, but specifically hatred in the Bible, hatred in the Bible. And our next scripture context is found in Proverbs chapter 19, verses 1 to 7. Proverbs chapter 19, verses 1 to 7. All right, Ruthie, take us there.
Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Alas, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. The foolishness of man perverted his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Wealth maketh many friends, but the flower is separated from his, or the poor is separated from his neighbor. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts. All the brethren of the poor do hate him, but how much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him.
Just as we've been already talking about in the first half, once again, when things are high, everybody loves you. When things are down and you're poor, the scripture says here, you're hated. You're hated. They want nothing to do with you. Because things are down, the chips are down, and they want nothing to do with you. Amen. And our next scripture context is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. All right, Ruthie, take us there.
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, time to kill and a time to heal, a vine to break down and a time to build up, time to weep and a time to laugh, a due time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, time to rend and a time to sow, time to give silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, in that wherewith he is laboreth.
All right, and Ruthie, give us one extra verse for our edification and amusement. But you notice here it says, a time to love and a time to hate. Yeah, there are things that, yes, you should hate. It talks about a holy hatred. So, yes, there's time to hate, and there's a time to love. As the Bible says, love your brother and your neighbor as yourself. Amen. All right, our next scripture context is found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 47. Matthew chapter 5. Verses 43 to 47. All right, Ruthie, take us there.
Okay. Ye have heard that hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so?
And what did Jesus say here? When someone hates you, when someone's your enemy, hate them back, right? Give them just as good as they got. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, right? Stomp on your foot, you go over there, stomp on their foot. They smack you upside the head, smack them back upside the head. It says, love your enemies. Those that hate you and spitefully persecute you, love them anyway. That was Jesus' way. Amen. All right, and our next scripture context is found in Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 to 14. Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 to 14. All right, Ruthie, get a good swig of coffee. Take us there.
And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to shew him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, his disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of money shall wax cold. That he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
And, of course, this here kind of steps on the toes of Ruthie in her Bible prophecy. But you notice one of the signs of the last times, the end times, hatred. They're going to hate you, cute you. And it says, hatred would increase because they'd persecute you, etc. And the love of money would wax cold, basically. In short, hatred's just going to abound more and more. And don't we see that today? You don't believe that, you say. Well, I don't believe that. I don't believe hatred's getting any worse. I don't believe people are hating any more. Wait a minute. Open your newspaper. Read the front page. Read the front page. Turn on your radio set. Listen to the news. Turn on your television. Watch the nightly news. What do you see? What do you hear? Killing. Form of hatred. Rape. A form of hatred. Stealing. A form of hatred. Come on. That ain't hatred taking over and getting worse and worse, and it's in every daily newspaper and every daily newscast. If that isn't hatred waxing worse, then pray tell me, what do you call it? Amen. All right, our next scripture context is found in Luke chapter 6, verses 20 to 38. Luke chapter 6, verses 20 to 38. All right, Ruthie, get a good swig of coffee. Take us there.
And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven, of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from your company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you, when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And ye, when ye speak, shall do to them, which shall also do them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. As you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
And once again, we got a repeat of what it was said in Matthew. Love them that hate you and persecute you, etc. Why? Because that's the way Jesus said it. He told us not to get revenge, but to love. Amen. And our last scripture context of the day is found in John chapter 15, verses 9 to 19. John chapter 15, verses 9 to 19. All right, Ruthie, get a good swig of coffee. Take us there.
As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you.
And you may, let me say, is there any time that you could say being hated is a good thing? Why, sure. Right here, we just read it. The world hates you. Why? Because you're a friend of Jesus Christ. That's a good time to be hated, and a good reason to be hated. Amen. So what did we learn tonight? First off, we learned Joseph was hated of his brethren, but he didn't seek revenge. That hatred, that's exactly what it does. It seeks revenge. Hatred also is a self-seeking thing, and it people that love you, they love you while things are good, but when things are bad, they want to hate you. We also found, in simple terms, as we just found, that the best time to be hated is for Christ's sake, because you want the world to hate you because you love Christ. And the last point to be made is when people hate you, you don't return evil for evil, but rather, if they hate you, you're supposed to love them. Amen. But now I'll remind those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. You'll be able to press the number one, join the conversation, especially at the end of our broadcast. Ask your questions, give your comments, or even answer our question of the day. Tell us about your worst enemy growing up. Tell us about your worst enemy growing up. Amen. But right now we're going to pause to hear about station ID and a few messages, and we'll be right back with you. Amen.
This is Lynn Tolliver. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just ready to say heck with life and ready to feel like I'm feeling like I'd be better off 6 foot under.
You don't want to do that, Em. I don't know much about this.
Well, that's just how I'm feeling.
Well, if that's how you're feeling, you may call a friend, professionals, and they may not know how to help you. It's better if you call the National Suicide Prevention Line at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network.
Is U-Haul open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2-F-O-R, the number 1-Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved. So come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right.
Let's do it.
That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All right.
He'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This commercial is also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. But now it's time for Ruth and her Bible prophecy. Amen.
Thank you. tales of the day. When the beast shall walk among us, and many shall fall away. Famine, war, and desolation, nation rising against nation, trouble everywhere you turn. As in the time of Noah, in the days before the flood, sin will cool the love of men, and the streets will run with blood. Rape and murder, grief and sorrow, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, this world is gonna burn.
Is a study on Petra and how it relates to Edom and Seir in the Bible. The approach I'd like to make here is the fact that God is with us at all times. The Israelites are God's chosen people. I'm going to relate here the history of Petra, Edom, and Seir in the Bible from several sources. Let's start this background study or history of Petra. The first source is Petra by Eden Browning. Petra lies hidden in the mountains which overlook the eastern side of the awesome Wadi Araba, that part of the Rift Valley which runs between Aba and the Dead Sea. This Rift Valley is a dominant feature and the division between Palestine and the great bulk of the Near and Middle East. It is at the crossroads of two important trade routes of the ancient world. Petra's water supply was beyond the wildest dreams of the most lively or active people in caravans. The area known as Edom was occupied by a succession of tribes, some of which are recorded in the Bible. The Edomites, however, are the people I'll discuss at some length. The word Edom means red. Petra means rock. The Edomites were hotly pursued by Amaziah, who fled across the Wadi Araba to their refuge in their last stronghold, the great biblical Salect, which means a rock. Reference 2 Kings 14:7 in your KJV. He slew of Edom in the Valley of Salt 10,000 and took Selah by war and called the name of it Zoxiel unto this day. Reading context, 2 Kings 14, verses 1 through 15, with emphasis on verse 7. In the second year of Josiah, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, reigned Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not like David his father. He did according to all things as Joash his father did. Howbeit, the high places were not taken away, as yet the people did sacrifice and burnt incense on the high places. And it came to pass, as soon as the kingdom was confirmed in his hand, that he slew his servants, which had slain the king, his father. But the children of the murderers he slew not, according unto that which is written in the book of the law of Moses, wherein the Lord commanded, saying, the father shall not be put to death for the children, nor the children be put to death for the fathers, but every man shall be put to death for his own sin. He slew of Edom in the Valley of Salt 10,000 and took Selah by war and called the name of it Joktiel unto this day. Then Amaziah sent messengers to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, come, let us look one another in the face. And Joash, the king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, the thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, give thy daughter to my son to wife. And there passed by a wild beast that was in Lebanon and trode down the thistle. Thou hast indeed smitten Edom, and thine heart hath lifted thee up. Glory of this, and tarry at home. For why shouldest thou meddle to thy hurt, that thou shouldest fall, even thou and Judah, with thee? But Amaziah would not hear. Therefore Joash, king of Israel, went up, and he and Amaziah, king of Judah, looked one another in the face at Beth-Shemesh, which belongeth to Judah. And Judah was put to the worse before Israel, and they fled every man to their tents. And Joash, king of Israel, took Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Ahijah, at Beth-Shemesh, and came to Jerusalem, and brake down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim unto the corner gate, 400 cubits. He took all the gold and silver and all the vessels that were found in the house of the Lord and in the treasures of the king's house and hostages and returned to Samaria. Now the rest of the acts of Joash, which he did, and his might, and how he fought with Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? The history of remote cities, like Petra, are recorded only in their stones. The Nabateans had two principal gods in their pantheon, to which would have been added a whole range of personal gods and spirits, in contrast to Christians who believe in angels, God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. The mountains about Petra are called the Shara Range, named after Dusaris, derived from Dahu Esh-Shirah, which the Nabateans worship this idol. Shara is also the same word as Seir, by which the district was known in the Old Testament. Beth-El means the house of God, 2 Samuel 22, verses 2 and 3. And he said, the Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. Opening scriptures in the Bible in King James Version states the following. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Isaiah 34, 13 and 14 states a prophecy that is about Armageddon to enter Petra through the famous gorge called El Fik. Having driven through the village of Elgi, it is a sight, nonetheless, of great beauty, having superb views down the slopes toward the tumbling walls of rock that surround the ancient city of Petra. The entrance to the Fik is described by travelers as entering a deep and narrow gorge, but a construction of a dam changed all of that. The present arrangement is, however, much more true to the ancient one with walls of rock about 30 feet high on either side. The flat, vertical surface of the rock was first cut into, and then the base of this excavation was carved to form a neat wide channel. Its descent is consistent with the fall of the ground as it goes down steeply into the gorge. The angle at which the original paved road descended from the top of the dam would have been very much the same as at present. Blood is the symbol of suffering, but in ancient times it was the symbol of life or source of life. By the use of blood as a ritual sacrifice, the congregation expected a renewal of life and divine protection, but because blood was the sole property of God, certain uses, such as drinking it, were taboo, and some practical human and animal sacrifices happened near Petra. There are the bands of sandstone, which range in color between white, blue, salmon, gray, and bright red. It is a long walk out to El Bahaida, which requires the best part of day if it is to be done in any sort of comfort. An early start is called for if one is to avoid walking in the heat of the day across the desert, flattens, and up through the mountain passes. It is advisable to take a guide. Not that one would get lost very easily, but his presence always helps when one meets with the local Bedouin, who are naturally suspicious of complete strangers walking about off the beaten track. Man comes and goes in ancient history as well as they do today. The sun shone on them from a limitless blue sky, alive golden rocks in lonely remote valleys. This description makes me want to get more information and see pictures of Petra. The next reference is Hal Lindsey's A Prophetical Walk Through the Holy Land, and he uses Matthew 24, verses 15 to 21, states that the abomination of desolation, or Antichrist, will stand in the third Jewish temple. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them which give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. The Jewish temple will soon be built according to biblical prophecy. In this temple, the Antichrist will declare himself to be God and deceive many people. Petra is the only place in the area that is secure and large enough with accommodations to sustain life for an extended period of time. I believe that Israel will flee to Petra to be protected by God from the face of the Antichrist. That's Revelation 12, 13 through 17, KJV. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she's nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. The last reference I will use is from Dr. Howard Estep, who wrote over 70 prophetic books. There will be a remnant of the Jewish people, Israel, when the Antichrist breaks his seven-year peace treaty with them. The Antichrist will declare himself to be God, and God will send an angel from heaven to mark 144,000 of the Israelites on their forehead, 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes. They will be living in or near Jerusalem, Revelation 12, 6, 14 through 17. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God, that she should feed her there 1,260 days. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away as a flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Daniel 11, verses 42 and 43. He shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. But he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. God has a great overall plan to protect his people, the Israelites. Jesus Christ will come and will give living water flowing from the Rock of Ages, 2 Thessalonians 2:4. Who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Also read 1 Thessalonians 4:16 through 18. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Lowell Thomas mentioned when he saw Petra, there were stairs carved from the rock, some more than a mile in length, running to the top of nearly all the mountains around Petra. Read Revelation 12, 7, 8, 12, and 13. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. The woman is the house of Judah. The child is Jesus Christ. Matthew 24:15-20. Okay. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whose readeth let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Numbers 16, 26 to 33. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram, on every side, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moses said, Hereby ye shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth, and swallow them up with that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses and all the men that appertained unto Korah and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. Ezekiel 20, verses 34 to 37. I will bring you out from the people, and will gather you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered, with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of people, and there will I plead with you face to face, like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you, saith the Lord God. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. Zechariah 12:10. I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Engineers in Jordan discovered the tunnels in Petra needed cleaning. Then the flood control was once again functioning. Now we'll do 2 Thessalonians 2:4. Who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, shewing himself that he is God. Matthew 24:10. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Daniel 11:11. And the king of the south shall be moved with horror, and shall come forth to fight with him, even with the king of the north, and he shall set forth a great multitude, but the multitude shall be given into his hand. Revelation 12:6. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared for of God, that she should feed there for 1,260 days. Jeremiah 16:16. Behold, I will send for many fishers, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them, and after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. Romans 11:26. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, they shall come out of Sion, the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Luke 22, verses 29 and 30. I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Revelation 20:15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. 2 Peter 3:16. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And the last scripture I have for tonight is Isaiah 65:17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Now, to end this wonderful study on Petra, Edom, and Seir, I'd like to say that if you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, please pray with me. Dear Jesus, I'm a sinner, Lord. I ask you to come into my heart and life. Be the Lord of my life. I thank and praise you for dying on the cross for me. And since you were buried in the tomb and resurrected, I have the assurance you have the power to save my soul from hell. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. The next lesson is the sure word of prophecy.
And thank you, Ruth, for that great information about Petra and Seir in the Bible and Edom and how it relates to, of course, the study in the Bible. And we appreciate all that great information. Amen. But right now we're going to pause to get station ID and some great information about the great programming that happens here only at the Six Eyes Radio Network. Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one. Join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sunday for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated with Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Tuesday, Evangelist Timothy Gruber takes the mics on The Word of the King on Six Eyes Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. On Thursday, it's the Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Friday, it's College on the Air. It's the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. It's where you get Bible College on the Air with no homework, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. And last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays.
7 days a week. What you really want? The Six Eyes Radio Network.
And glory, hallelujah, we're back. And I want to remind those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. Ask your questions, give your comments, or even answer our question of the day. Tell us about your worst enemy growing up. Tell us about your worst enemy growing up. It's that time. It's open mic time.
All right. And so who do we got with us, Sister Ruth? Ruth's got to get her coffee.
Actually, I'm drinking cola right now, and we have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, Emily, M's dad, Six, plus Lila and me.
Okay, well, let us start with Six.
Who was my worst enemy growing up?
Yep.
Well, didn't even really know the guy, the one that attacked me in school. All I know is his name was Anthony. Didn't know him, but that's my worst enemy.
All right. And did you have any questions or comments on the material?
No, great stuff. Very informative. Oh.
All right. Well, now we'll go to Lila.
Hey, Missionary Wolfgang. Hey, Brother Six. Hey, Brother Sister Emily.
All right. First question, Lila, did you have any questions or comments on the material?
No, even though I missed some of it.
Okay. Bad girl. Missing some of the Bible study. Shame, shamey, shamey. All right. And secondly, who was your worst enemy growing up?
It would have to be this kid that was bullying me my whole junior high school years. But I don't recall his or her name.
Okay. All right. Now we'll turn it over to Emily. See if she's got her coffee tonight.
No, I don't have coffee. I've got Dr. Pepper.
Okay. Well, any questions on the material there, Em?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, who was your worst enemy growing up?
This guy named Daniel at the high school. He was my worst pain in the room.
If I remember right, I remember him. He was the one that I took to task and just about fed him his teeth.
yeah, he was at the junior high, too.
Yep, that's what I think I remembered him, okay, because he always messed with you. And I had to defend you once or twice with that creep. Okay, well, I'm going to answer the question. Basically, my worst enemy growing up was, I forget his name, but he was a dumb idiot. He got a hold of a firecracker and fired it off in the parking lot right next to me, thinking it was funny to do that by a blind kid. So, Six, you can imagine what that would have been like. Someone shooting off a firecracker right next to you.
If I recall right there, Ken, that guy also got, what was it, like 2 weeks suspension for it?
Right. But anyway, I'd say he would have been my worst enemy because that was stupid. I mean, doing that junk, I mean, he could have actually got me hurt if that thing would have been too close and got my clothes on fire or something. I mean, that was stupid. That's why they gave him suspension. All right, Ruthie, your turn for the question of the day.
The only thing I can remember is I had this person that locked me in a closet, and I was scared of the dark. I don't remember who that was, but I remember the Shuffrock girls that used to be down at the end of the Grove Drive there. They used to hit me hard on my back for some dumb reason. And then there was another lady named Lisa. We used to fight like dogs. Both of us beat each other up, so that wouldn't exactly qualify. But, you know, I just always had such crazy neighbors that wanted to attack me. It's like, get over it. So it was just too many people, I might as well say. It was just too many youngins.
All right. Well, Emily, tonight I'm going to be nice and give you a reprieve. We're going to ask Six to give us a closing prayer, and then we'll end with a Red Sylvine song.
All right. Thank you all. Thank you all, everyone that joined us for the Talk to Missionary Wolfgang and Ruthie. I want to thank you. Lord, I want to thank you for everything that you do and continue to do for us. Continue to bless us, keep us all healthy, keep us all strong. Bless our endeavors. Get rid of procrastination if we have procrastination. And just continue to bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And happy holidays from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Amen.
Amen.
Something strange about her. Her face was deathly white. She sat so pale and quiet there in the back seat all alone. I never will forget that night I took Mary home. I pulled into the driveway where she told me to go. Got out to help her from the car and opened up the door. But I could not believe my eyes. The back seat was bare. I looked all around the car, but Mary wasn't there. A small light shone from the porch. A woman opened up the door. I asked about the little girl that I was looking for. Then the lady gently smiled and brushed the tear away. She said, "It sure was nice of you to go out of your way. But 13 years ago today, in a wreck just down the road, our darling Mary lost her life, and we still miss her so. So thank you for your trouble and the kindness you have shown. You're the 13th one who's been here bringing Mary home. You're the 13th one who's been here bringing Mary home."
Good night from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Enjoy your week.